This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Greg Clark welcoming you back to Memorial Stadium. We're at halftime. It is 17-10, Gophers with a lead, and we're delighted to be joined, as we are each and every week, by Nebraska President Hank Bounce. Great to see you. What's on your mind this week? Busy week.
Yeah, busy week. It's great to be here. This has been an important week for us as Americans. I hope our listeners have exercised their civic duty and participated in what very few countries are able to do, and that's to elect their local, national, state leaders. And so we're fortunate to live in a democracy where the rights of Americans are secured by men and women wearing uniform. We've, throughout this week, been recognizing our veterans. Throughout the program here tonight, we've recognized our veterans. We recognize our active service men and women. And I'm just so privileged to bring to the listeners tonight one of our truly great leaders of our armed forces, General John Hyten. He is the newly installed commander of U.S. Strategic Command. It's an important command, and I thought I might just bring him by. Who better to talk about what's going on in terms of national security than the guy that's in charge of U.S. Stratcom?
General, great to have you here, and thank you for your service, first of all.
Thank you very much.
But great to have you here tonight.
It's good to be here.
So General Hyten met with our with a pregame group that I had pulled together, a group of veterans, group of supporters and alums, and he talked a little bit about the work that's going on in Stratcom. So I thought just for a moment we might get the general just to tell the viewing audience what really happens out at Stratcom and what you guys are responsible for globally.
So Strategic Command is responsible for all the strategic deterrent missions of the country. That's the nuclear weapons, the nuclear submarines, the nuclear bombers, the intercontinental ballistic missiles. We're responsible for all the space, all the cyber, the global integrator for missile defense, countering weapons of mass destruction. It's a huge span of authority, a huge responsibility, and we take it very seriously. But it's pretty cool to be here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. It's a pretty neat place to be.
And the president mentioned that this is your second stint through here, the state of Nebraska.
So it's the circle's complete. 20 years ago, my family packed up and moved from Colorado to Offutt to take command of a squadron there at Offutt. And 20 years later, we pack up and move from Colorado, and we come back and we take command of Strategic Command. You can't make this stuff up. It really is remarkable.
And so you were able to go on the field a little earlier today, and the general asked to go over and speak to some of the men and women in uniform, hundreds of soldiers, airmen, Navy, all branches, Marines. What was that like for you?
Oh, it's awesome. It's always, you know, my son has a classic line. 3 or 4 years ago, he was looking at me, and he said, "Dad, I've been watching you ever since you made general, and I realized that you don't do any real work anymore." And it is so true. You know, it actually upset me the first time he said it, but the more I think about it, I don't do the real work. The soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, they do the real work. They're in harm's way. They're who we celebrate on Veterans Day. They're the ones we look back at. I tell you, we had a tough day in Afghanistan today. We lost 4 Americans this morning. It's a tough world that we live in, but it's amazing that we get the best of America, the sons and daughters of America, to come and volunteer to serve our nation and defend us.
Well, President, let me ask you about how the university is helping and assisting veterans through the university, what we can do.
Yeah, so we do work on every campus. You probably know that UNO was ranked number one for best for vets. I mean, that's the kind of university that we should be here. Every campus works hard. But it's not just how we support veterans. It's how we support the warfighters out there today. With the research that we do, we lead a center that is in partnership with U.S. Stratcom called the National Strategic Research Institute. And in that work, we primarily focus on combating weapons of mass destruction, so chemical, nuclear, biological, radiological, and we do work globally. So when Nebraskans think about their university, the work that we're doing to combat extremist organizations, to be able to detect agents that are harmful to Americans, harmful to warfighters. We have this really amazing bond with U.S. Stratcom. They are our sponsor. There are 13 UARCs, University-Affiliated Research Centers, across the country. We are the only one that is directly connected to a combatant command. And so we're sponsored by STRATCOM, but we do research for all parts of Department of Defense, from SOCOM, AFRICOM, all the commands around the globe. And so it's a really great way for Nebraskans and for our university to take care of this country. I mean, where else do you have universities that are so incredibly focused on national defense? It's really exciting for our university.
Something Nebraskans could take a lot of pride in, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
General, thank you so much again for your service, for being here tonight. I hope you enjoy the game. We need to turn this game around a little bit here in the second
half. We do. Yeah, it will.
Hey, thanks so much, Greg.
Good
Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us. General Hayden also with us here at halftime. It is 17-10. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.